Gearheads know that some projects need so many parts, it feels like you need a whole storage unit just to store them. That's what eBay Motors' 122 million parts are for. Think of it as your virtual parts garage. They've always got the right fitment at the right prices. Use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Holidays are here, and so is fashionable fitness. Gift yourself a Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G, a phone that folds in half to literally stand on its own. Pair it with the Galaxy Watch 4 for ultimate wellness and wow factor. Check health stats, flex personal records. Over 90 activities can be tracked, like biking, swimming, golfing, and more. Invest in yourself with tech made to crush goals. Holidays open up with Galaxy. Shop it all at Samsung.com. 5G connection and availability may vary. Check with carrier. Products sold separately.
Hey everyone, this is the Alamos World Podcast. Bringing to you mind-blowing interviews with guests from all over the world. So settle down, relax, and enjoy the show. Oh yeah, by the way, if you like the podcast, please support Alamos World Podcast on Patreon. Your support is what helps the podcast improve more and more. Welcome to Alamo's World Podcast. This is Elmo. I am with my friend Eric Johnson. Hey, bro, can you tell us something about yourself?
Yeah. Hey, Elmo, it's great to be on. This is actually my very first podcast I've ever been on. So, anyway, my name's Eric Johnson. I'm 35. I live near the outskirts of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in the United States. I'm a painter. I'm not really good at these intro things, man. I've actually been to your country. I have two adopted brothers from there. So I've actually seen it. This was 20 years ago, but, I still remember it. Very beautiful place. I was raised in a pretty conservative family, to say the least. Great family life myself. I was homeschooled and kind of sheltered in a way growing up, which, resulted in good and bad. Basically, I don't know. In a nutshell, I'd say that's it. I don't know what you want to get into, but I'm glad
to
be here.
Okay, cool. And I've come to know that you're an atheist, my friend. But why?
Absolutely.
There is no reason to be an atheist. I'm just playing.
There's no reason to be an atheist. No. It's all good. I guess I would label myself, to specify a little bit more, as an agnostic atheist. Insofar as we can't have 100% certainty on anything, literally, except for maybe the fact that we exist on some level. When I say I'm an atheist, it means I don't accept the claim that there is a God or gods or a spiritual realm, basically any of the gods that humans have worshipped or purported to know anything about. I don't see how an evolved ape on this singular planet amongst our entire universe could ever comprehend the qualities of any particular god or impose human personalities onto that god that is a creator. But I guess you'd have to define on what we're talking about when you say god first. Because I don't know. I haven't talked to you really. Like, what are your beliefs on what god is, I guess I would have to ask.
Yeah, I'm basically, you know, an Orthodox Christian, but I'm more interested in what you believe.
Okay.
Because I want to dive deep down into your rationality as to why you don't think that there is a God, or that there is no certain evidence as to why anyone should believe there is a God, because you say you're an agnostic and both atheist, right? So in terms of the atheist part, is that your worldview currently doesn't, in the model that you have, doesn't have God in it, I guess.
That would be correct. I haven't seen any sufficient evidence to suggest otherwise, or mm-hmm. to suggest that God, he, she, it, they, whatever you want to refer to God as, exists, or that there's a dualistic spiritual realm aside from the world we live in. And obviously, like I said, you know, we can't know these things with 100% certainty, but we can come to reasonable conclusions. And, you know, just based on, you know, I was raised Christian myself, evangelical Christian to be specific. Mm-hmm. It's Protestant, not Catholic, you know, obviously. I'm sure you know that, though.
Yeah.
But, you know, I grew up in the church my whole life. From before I could form memories, I was going to church, you know, at least twice a week. I've read the entire Bible, Genesis through Revelations, twice. Once the King James Version, the first time when I was about 12, and the second time I was about 16, I'd say. I read the entire Bible again through the New International Version. So, that was granted 20 plus years ago, but you know, I still, you know, having gone to church, having heard numerous sermons, I was pretty much immersed in that growing up. So I've heard a lot of arguments, a lot of apologetics. Since then, as an adult, I've listened to a lot of debates, podcasts. I'm not sure if you're familiar with shows like The Atheist Experience or Talk Heathen or any of those. They're basically call-in shows.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Eric Murphy once.
Okay. Oh, you did? Okay, I can't wait to... I'm gonna definitely have to look that up after this convo. He's one of my faves.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I listen to the guy every week.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Props to Eric Murphy, to be specific, not Eric me, you know. But
okay.
So, but yeah, I don't know. I kind of lost track, but.
Mm-hmm.
What were we on about?
In terms of what you said, you know, I seem to get the idea or concept that all your life, you know, your youth, you have been fed this these doctrines of belief in God and whatnot, but it has all failed you. And brought you to this, I guess you're still on the fence position on whether or not God really exists, because the ones that were presented to you were not really reliable, nor were they that consistent. That seems to be the case in what you've said.
That would be correct, like exactly what you said. Except I wouldn't say on the fence. I say I, you know, in my opinion, leans more towards there probably isn't a God that created everything. If there were, I don't see how us as humans would have any way of knowing that or the qualities of that God in specific. And I haven't heard any good arguments or been presented with, I'm not going to say not any good arguments, but not sufficient arguments or evidence to convince me that one does exist. So I'm just going off of the default position, you know, because, you know, it's talking about a God existing, that's a positive claim, you know. So, you know, basically that's where I stand.
Okay, cool. Well, I want to dive deep down into the worldview sure. of an atheist, though, because, like, there is no Definitely. God, right? And there is no objective morality or whatnot, and there is no greater purpose, you know, that would be the case, you know, if I understand that correctly in your position. Well,
sure. Now, okay, when you say objective morality, you know, versus subjective morality, I mean, really, what would an objective morality look like, I guess, would be my question.
Well, objective morality would be a morality dictated by God himself. So that would be
yes,
what
no,
is
I
right
understand
and wrong.
That. Right. Now, I'm of the opinion that morality has been, is part of us, and we have morality. You know, humans are a social species, so we've had to develop morality, you know, just to survive as a species with all of our other qualities that we have. You know, it helps us in groups and, you know, working in cohesion with others. Just like other organisms.
Yeah, so morality is a evolutionarily attained social construct, right? In which we arrange our behaviors, right?
That was much more well put than I just rambled out. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I would say that, yes.
Okay. So in this case, then, abortion or murder or cheating, stealing, lying, whatever evil thing a Christian might say is objectively wrong, ultimately it's not nothing is really wrong and nothing is really good. You know, it's all just subjective based on our social constructs that are evolutionarily attained. Would you agree?
Well, yes, within our social construct, though, there is right and
yeah.
wrong. And,
yeah, but,
you know,
but within,
decided as a species.
Well, who says that it's as a species? Right? But like, every person has his own subjective morality, has his own social construct. Why would a collective social construct be better than an individual's? So in this sense, though, there is no value in any social construct. It's all just the same. It's all just cognitive concepts that we made in our minds, right?
Well, okay. You're talking about individuals having different morals, you know, of themselves than others might have. But then as a society, you know, we've decided upon, you know, what's right and wrong.
But society is also made up of individuals, and these individuals in society
yes.
have varying ideas of what society's moral construct is. So in a way, there is no collective morality. It's all just similarities of individuals' moral constructs, right? So in that sense, you know, it is ultimately subjective. What is right or wrong is what you're saying, right?
Yes, okay. Well, sure. In that same effect, then, if morals were purely objective and derived from God, you know, the creator of the universe, would that not also be, okay, I guess it wouldn't be subjective, but I don't know how that changes.
Let's compare it then. Let's compare it then. Is what if it's okay. That's what you're gonna do? Okay. In a theist sure. perspective, I would agree Perfect. With you that there is an objective morality, yes. but also we as individuals mm-hmm. we have our own subjective moralities in that sense, right? I myself would have my own understanding of what I feel is right or wrong, but ultimately God will judge me on what he deems to be objective morality. So in that sense, I don't disagree with you. We all have our own senses of right and wrong, right?
Right. So you're saying that there definitely is a subjective morality, which is a social construct, but also that is superseded by objective morality.
Yeah.
That is ultimately determined yeah. by God. Well,
for okay. me, like, so, objective morality is just is God's morality, but because it's God's morality, he would sure. determine for himself whether or not we are right or good or bad. Right, but if you also believe in sure. like a theist perspective, you know, there would be conscience, and conscience would ultimately reflect God's own sense of good or bad in humanity itself. But that's a different story, I guess. But you're right, you know.
Sure. No.
Every person creates his own.
I would push
morality.
That on that, of course. But okay, yes, I definitely agree with that. Okay, I mean, I guess we could say, you know, there's a subjective morality. I mean, we both agree on that point. Now, mm-hmm. you're saying God is the objective, though, above all of that. Now, how do we determine that? Like, how do we analyze that and come to that conclusion would be mm-hmm. my question.
Yeah,
like,
but
how do we know?
I guess those are good questions, you know. But sure. to me, yeah. I want to talk about your point of view, though. You know, okay, let's grant that maybe definitely. God doesn't exist. Maybe there is no objective morality. But let's look at what the worldview of an atheist is when everything is ultimately subjective sure. in terms of morality. Right. So in the, if I were like, let's say Hitler, you know, and I ruled okay. over the world, you know, so at the end of the day, what my if I say that Jews should be murdered and put in concentration camps, that would be the morality of the day also, because that I have power over the world. And so it would be actually good in that case, in that society, if I would kill a Jew, right? Because it's ultimately subjective,
would
you know?
Would Jews agree with that?
Well, if there are no Jews left,
I'm just
though,
saying, okay.
Yeah, if there are no Jews left, then...
Okay.
yeah.
Okay, well, okay. Obviously, if you were Hitler... and rule over the world, from your perspective, everything you would be doing would be morally
right,
correct. And yeah. from your perspective, now from yeah. the perspective of all the people that would be getting persecuted and killed off and everything like that, mm-hmm. obviously that would be immoral. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like society would judge them based upon that. Mm-hmm. Now, also, I mean, I don't believe there is no – I mean, I would say there is an objective reality in the sense that, like, we have created an objective reality, but it is within our subjective bubble, if you will.
What do you mean that we created an objective reality? What do you mean by that?
Well, maybe I shouldn't have worded it that way, but okay – like there are certain moral rules and, you know, things
what,
that.
What do you mean by moral rules?
You know, we've agreed murder is wrong.
Well, some wouldn't, you know, would disagree, wouldn't be a rule. Right? So what
individuals would disagree.
What is a moral rule, though? What makes it different from individual subjective right and wrong?
I would say, what is an individual rule, and how does it make that different from what is right and wrong?
Yeah.
Well, an individual can be mistaken. I guess it's, there obviously individuals have different opinions on what is moral versus immoral.
Yeah,
and what the greater good is.
But here's what I think. You know, what you said earlier was that what morality was subjective and what it was evolutionarily attained, and it was just a social construct. In that sense, though, if we humans actually evolved, into a species that actually loved pain, in a way that we benefit from pain biologically, violence, brutality in that world would actually be good, and not hurting someone or not killing someone would actually be immoral. So if you use that reasoning, there is no actual rule that is applied, because if well-being is would actually be biologically incoherent with what our biology wants, then it wouldn't be good. So it's ultimately just mumble jumble. We're just making up words like morality, but it makes no sense, and everything would be permissible. Would you agree with that?
Well, okay, I'm glad you brought up what was the word?
Permissible.
Not the greater good, but okay. Yeah, that, and I would say, it's a complex thing, but a lot of it can come down to harm reduction. Now, obviously, that's subjective to individuals too. I think that humans have like a basis of morality that most of us agree upon, and then when you get into the nitty gritty and pick things apart, obviously there become huge differences, and that does, result in violence and people justifying murdering each other over different, ideas on what their subjective opinion on what is moral versus immoral is. And obviously, that's something that also, I guess, has fueled our evolution and what our morality has come to at this point. But I guess I'm getting off point. You're saying that a subjective morality by God would be the ultimate reality or morality. And I guess, how would you judge that other from using your own subjective morality to analyze whether...
But we're not talking about
that
God
is
here.
Moral or moral. And why do you just assume that God is moral,
But why, we're not talking about God here. I just want to explore the atheist.
Oh, okay.
So, if you're an atheist, without
sorry,
a God,
I tend to ramble sometimes.
It's okay.
So.
It's okay. I understand.
Okay.
But I want to understand that if you're an atheist and you live in a godless universe, a God exclusive universe, how would I know what is right or wrong? Right? Because if it was just evolutionarily attained, then if I was a species that evolved into actually desiring death to be part of my life cycle, that and it would be actually beneficial to my well-being, or violence, or being raped, if my biology actually wanted that or needed that, then it wouldn't be evil.
I see what you're saying, and if that were the case, and if we were a species that had evolved, or if we just in this scenario, then you're saying if we had evolved into something else where pain and misery and what we would normally look at as bad would be actually beneficial to us, then that would be the moral thing.
So it's ultimately subjective, right? It's all just words in our minds. Concepts,
sure, because in that case it would be. Well, I mean, okay, sure. If that was what was beneficial to our species, I don't think that we would experience it as pain or this and that. But let's just say that was the case. Then I guess that would be what was moral in that case. But that's not the case. You know, we're human beings, and you know, whether or not we have different morals, I guess, that differ from each other, we've all agreed upon, you know, certain laws and certain things, and I know that we're all fighting over
but
it.
But ultimately,
you know, it's a never-ending, evolving thing,
yeah,
you know?
But when you say, like, we all agreed upon these laws, like, what are these laws? We just agreed on them. They're not real. They're just marks on paper. And then these laws ultimately are just thoughts in our mind, and they're nothing but atoms or electrons moving and stuff. So there's nothing different from that than what I would think is good or bad. And so nothing would prevent me to say that this is good, this is bad. And, you know, to me, though, if you believe in a worldview where there is no God, it would ultimately be it would or have or implicate moral nihilism, you know. But that's my opinion. But I don't. Would you disagree with me that moral nihilism isn't your current worldview right now?
I would definitely say moral nihilism wouldn't be. Just for the fact that nihilism, I mean, if you're defining nihilism as like basically, you know, there's no, nothing really matters. So why worry or care about anything? Because nothing in the grand scheme of things, you know, that may be true, that nothing in the grand scheme of things, like we're just a little blip on the radar of this huge, vast universe. But at the same time, within our subjective experiences, there is a lot of meaning into life. And we experience that in all of these amazing, beautiful, complex ways. And, you know, so in that sense, I'm definitely not a nihilist. I mean, you know, I want, you know.
What do you mean by beautiful?
I have a lot of things I believe in.
What do you mean by beautiful?
What do I mean by beautiful? I mean, just everything around. I mean, there's beauty. I mean, there's also horrible things as well. I mean, but I think that we're lucky to be here and exist right now as a species as we are, and to analyze the world, and you know, to have technology.
Okay, but can I ask, like, what is beauty though?
Of the globe?
What do you
sure.
think? What is beauty?
What is
Is it just a social construct?
Well, that's
construct?
Subjective too, obviously.
So it's a social construct as well.
What is
it's not real.
It's an evolutionary and social construct, I would say. I mean,
yeah, so
beauty
so
is
it,
a subjective
so
thing.
Basically,
I mean,
it's
when you look
meaningless
at something
too.
And you say that's beautiful, you know.
So it's aesthetic
in the sense of
too.
Meaningless. It's meaningless to the universe, but it is not meaningless to us.
But aren't you part of the universe as well? Or are you separate from the universe?
I'm part of the universe.
Exactly. So if it's meaningless to the universe, it's also meaningless to you, unless you're saying that you're something different from the universe, right? Like something theist.
Well, I'm a part of the universe. The universe is the entire system in which we everything
so
exists,
if you're part of
right?
the universe,
okay.
Beauty, good or bad,
yes.
would be meaningless to you, right?
No, not to me though. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
beauty
but you,
and all those things.
But
I mean,
you're
these
no
are descriptive terms
but,
that. You
but
know,
you're no different from the universe. You know, as you said, you're part of the universe. And if it's meaningless to the universe,
okay,
it's also meaningless.
You're saying
to
I'm
you.
No different from the universe. So are you saying like Eric equals universe?
I'm not like, saying Eric is equal to
you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying Eric is part of the universe.
I'm not the entire universe.
Yeah, but I'm saying like
I'm
Eric,
a small part of a huge universe.
Yeah, but it, to me, so, like, but what you're saying is that beauty or morality is meaningless to all parts of the universe. So not just to some of the
except for human
Eric.
Beauty and human morality would be meaningless to
everyone.
A rock or you know anything
what
else.
What makes humans different? What makes humans different?
What makes humans different than
A rock? Because you know we are all just we came from a biogenesis. You know we were all life. Non-living life forms before we only just evolved, and you know when
I agree,
yeah, and every human being, you know, we came from our father's sperm and our parents' egg cells, but all came from nutrients from the what they ate, from the oxygen that they breathe, the water they drink,
yes.
And so we are all basically just matter if we weren't created by God. You know, there would be no difference between a human being from a rock, because we're all just part of the universe, a meaningless universe. So why would we humans be different?
Okay, because human being.
Because we have human rights.
I mean, okay. Okay, a human being and a rock, though, that's kind of, I mean, that's kind of a silly comparison, I would
but
say,
yeah, but
obviously,
in terms
human is a biological organism, and a rock is,
okay,
you know, a rock.
But,
even
but
if
what,
we came
what
from
makes
rocks
a human different from
a
microorganism? like they're both life forms, or what makes you different from a tree?
We are
because of consciousness, is what you're saying. Because we have consciousness.
We all have different. Yes, yes. Well, that would be. I mean, yeah.
But,
we have consciousness. That would
okay.
be a big difference. We're also a system composed by microorganisms, correct?
Okay. Okay, but
like,
the question is.
A human body would be.
Mm-hmm, but the question is.
Sure.
But why would having a consciousness make you special, though? Why? Why would our ability to think, our cognitive ability, you know, to value things, to see beauty and to see good and evil in things, you know, why is it so special?
Well, it would be special in our aspect of looking at things because, you know, as far as we know, which our knowledge is limited, but there's no other species, at least on this planet, that has the cognitive, you know, obviously different cognitive abilities or whatever. But, you know, I would say that, you know, what makes someone different from a tree would be like, okay, self-awareness, for instance. I don't know if all plants are not self-aware. I don't, you know, see evidence. I've seen evidence actually in both ways, but
that's already I guess like when you
that's
say
a different
that,
thing too, yeah, we can get into that, but let's stay on topic.
Know, like when you say that you don't know or you don't know if plants have consciousness or not, well, that's funny because we all know that plants don't have consciousness, right? Unless you're
do
saying
we really that, though. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want. We don't have to get into that. But,
okay.
Yeah. I suspend my belief that plants have consciousness in the same way I suspend my belief
that
in
God,
God
is real.
As,
okay.
I'd have to see more evidence to confirm that point. I guess.
Okay. So this is the real question, though, right? When when you say that beauty, morality, all those things, you know, they're meaningless to the universe. And then you break down to say that, but humans are different. You know, we are exempted from that because we are self-aware. We have consciousness. But what is consciousness, though? Consciousness is simply a systematic organization, and which is very complicated of atoms in our brains, right? Our brains ultimately are just matter and just some electricity, some, I don't know, maybe I don't know what consciousness is made of, but basically, consciousness is just part of the universe itself, you know? But who said that because your brain is organized in this way that everything emerges from meaninglessness into something meaningful? You know, who set that line? Who set the threshold? You know, who says that a monkey can't say the same? You know, who says a fish can't make meaning, can't make a sense of beauty? You know, and who says a germ can't? Who says a rock can't?
Right.
Who says the earth?
Well, okay.
You know,
a living organism.
Yeah, basically what I'm saying is like, it's what you claim to be, you know, of value or something that can make something valuable or have meaning is also subjective. You know, it's ultimately not worth nothing.
It is subjective.
Yeah, so
just because it's subjective, why does that mean that it's worth nothing, though? That's the connection I'm trying to make.
Well,
because it's obviously worth something to us as humans. But not like does the sun care whether or not you kill someone, for instance? You know, like to the universe.
Okay.
Why does our individual human actions as an organism on this one planet matter?
Well, I agree with you. You know, this is something interesting.
Okay.
You know, this is, you're right. I agree with you. We humans, you know, in a meaningless universe, you know, that seems to be broken and fallen and like chaotic, you know, entropic. Like, we humans arise from evolution and we become certain creatures with cognitive abilities, able to see a different essence of the universe, which is beauty, morality, you know, the value of human life. We can see dignity, virtue, all this stuff that is what would actually make no sense to any other species, you know, except the human beings. This is something worth exploring,
right,
as to the human condition. You know, and to me, I seem to hear from you that you do not deny that there is a good or bad, that there is something beautiful, and it is subjective. I would agree with you. Yeah, it is. But to an individual, it is real. You know, like, to me, what I define as good, what I define as beautiful, is real to me. Right. So there is something real about these things, about goodness, about you know, about beauty, and that's something you yourself don't deny, and that's really interesting. It's
definitely okay. Let's back it up a little, because before you were talking about consciousness and, you know, everything being just atoms and molecules and everything, and what is consciousness and all that. I think consciousness would be an emergent property that, you know, we developed through evolution. So when we see things and we make judgments on them as to whether something is beautiful or ugly or good or bad or pleasant or unpleasant, and you know, we have different, it's a very complicated chemical biological process going on in our brains. And just the way, kind of the same way, okay, let me try to, okay. We have sight, okay? We can, light waves hit our eyes, and we experience that through our consciousness, right? We have smell. We have all of our senses, right? And those experiences, our consciousness is a way of, basically, it's evolved over time, and it's been beneficial to our survival, which is why that consciousness has been evolving into the way that it has today, I guess. I could have probably put that in a better way, but I don't know. Does that answer your...
Okay, so what I'm hearing from you is that, you know, there's a nihilistic universe But at some point, you know, there is a creature that evolved into something that is actually meaningful. You know, meaningful creature emerging from a meaningless universe, and that's awesome. That's a good way of putting it.
I won't push back on that. No.
Okay. Well, that's beautiful.
I would not agree with you.
I would not disagree with you. I mean, like.
That's great. That's great. We can definitely agree on that then.
And so.
Yeah, because I mean, the difference, I guess, then that we would have is, I believe that morality has. We both agree that morality, in the way that, you know, we just described, exists in a subjective way to us. Now, I guess, as an Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox Christian, you believe in a specific, and we don't, you know, I know this is you interviewing me, so I guess I don't have to ask you, you know, everything, but I guess my only question would be, like, you believe in a specific God, you know, the God of Christianity, and even beyond that, a specific, you know, type of Christianity and interpretation of the scriptures and that God. And, you know, all around the world, you know, there's all these other religions that believe just as fervently in their own gods as well as you do. And they have their own theologies and apologetics and just as sincerely and strongly held beliefs as to why their gods exist and are active in their lives, and they have personal relationships with him in the universe, everything like that. So how, as an atheist, how do I differentiate which God, if any, are the actual God, and then that would mean that all of the other ones, not just the ones existing today, but all the tens of thousands of gods that have been worshipped throughout human history, which one is the actual God?
You know? Well, that is a great question.
I don't see any way to get to that point.
I think I can help you with that, you know? I myself,
okay.
You know, I love philosophy. I study philosophy and apply it in my life. And to me, there's a certain branch of philosophy that interests me a lot, which is epistemology. You know, how do we know what we know? How do we know things? You know, when we talk about when you talk about like knowing which God exists or is real, specifically to which religion is right, you know, that assumes that there is a God that exists. You know, you assume that if you want to search which one is right. Am I correct?
Right, I was saying if hypothetically, I were a theist,
you would assume
or wanting to be one, or
you would have to assume that God is real before you're able to choose whether which one is right, right?
Exactly, that would be the starting point.
So
personally, I don't even have.
Mm-hmm. But if,
we assume that, I'm not even assuming that, if we assume that, I'll you know, grant you that for the conversation.
Okay. So if we assume that God exists, it means that we assume a dualistic universe. You know, when you say dualism, it's not just a material universe, but there's something outside of it or something deeper in the universe, which is also real.
Right. So
it's part of reality, but it's not part of the material universe. And we theists would use the term spiritual, but I wouldn't use spiritual, but I would just say, you know, part of the dual, a part of the dualism, you know, that there's something transcendent from material or the physical realm. And, you know, when you discuss the philosophy of mind, you know, what consciousness is, you know, a lot of scientists would tell you that consciousness would not make sense in a physical reality. You know, in a physical universe, consciousness would not exist. And they make the scientific theses and papers on that, a lot of it. But I don't want to go dive into that. But what I want to dive into.
Sure, that's fine. Because I was just going to say, like, I I haven't read any of these papers, whatever. But I'm not super educated and all that.
Yeah, but you were asking me which God is right, right? And to me, epistemology is the best way you can do it, you know? So there are
absolutely, I would agree with that.
Different ways you can know things. One is that is a priori, which is that knowing without experience or without like senses, you know. So it's either intuitional or it's something that is mathematical or rational, you know. It's just purely in your mind,
something that makes sense to you, basically.
There's also a way to know, like posteriori, like for example, like through senses and experience, like scientific or empirical, or you know, like observing
empirical
from your
evidence,
eyes
yeah.
and stuff. Yeah. So a priori, posteriori, but when we assume that there is a spiritual reality like beyond this physical realm, I think that the best way you could know which God is right is through knowing through yourself, you know, looking deep in yourself and understanding each religion, looking at them and which one actually gives you spiritual and real spiritual knowledge of who God really is. You know, and to some, you know, that might be like but the question is then like, how do I know if I have the right spiritual knowledge of who God is? No, but the thing is, you know, when you look at
that would be the question.
Yeah. When you look at like what is the nature of God? And a lot of Christians, Muslims, everyone would tell you like God's nature is unfathomable. So in a way it's really hard to decipher whether or because if I have a
his ways feeling, are beyond us.
Yeah,
basically.
If I have a feeling that this concept of God that I have is right, well, you're probably wrong because you're limited. You know, you're just a human. So I guess
Absolutely.
the real question is then now that you have spiritual knowledge that God exists, you know, it's your epistemology, then you match it up with a wholesome and coherent worldview that fits into what could be the proper concept of God and who brings these claims. You know, would it be the Muslims? Would it be the Hindus? Or the Taoists? Would it be Christians? You know, so I guess then that would be a personal exploration for you, and I wouldn't tell you otherwise. But to me, you know, I myself, I'm a really, really skeptic person, and that's why I would call myself an agnostic theist. I'm agnostic in the sense that I cannot ultimately know for certain that God exists, there is a God, but I would believe that there is one. And my belief relies on things that you yourself do not deny. I do not deny that there is a good out there, something that is truly beautiful, you know, that there is actually a virtuous person, things like that, that I think you wouldn't deny as well. And that's where I stand on why and which God I think is right. And you know, I wouldn't say that, oh, look at Christianity, convert. I want you to just explore for yourself in that sense, you know?
Okay, sure. And you know, I mean, I have explored, I mean, lots of different religions and everything, you know.
But have you explored all of them?
I'm big into... No, of course not. There's way too many. If I had 10 lifetimes, I don't think I would have even a fraction of the amount of religious knowledge.
But to me, you know, I believe, bro. Like, you know, I'm Eastern Orthodox, and I think most mainstream Orthodox Christians believe that every human being has the ability to come to God, whether or not it is the is it, it is biblical, is it Christian? Because you might not be presented the gospel, but you can come to God right now, you know, and whether it's the Muslim God, whether it's whoever God someone claims it is, that the real question is there a God? Is there not? Then if you, and if you, whether or not, and I don't care if you choose a religion, you know, I think that's secondary. What's important to me is that,
okay, sure,
that you settle your differences with who God is right now, and just in your lifetime, where you are right now, the best choice would be to grow in that, to understand him more, and actually the way to do that is to pursue the truth, you know. And I think that everybody,
yeah, I'm all about pursuing the truth, man. You know, yeah. I want to believe in as many true things as possible, yeah, and not believe as many false things as possible.
And I agree with you, bro, and I respect that. And if to me, if there is no bias in your choices, you know, if no one presented the right religion to you, I don't think God would hold that against you, you know. But the real question is,
yeah,
that,
and so far,
mm-hmm, okay, the real sure, question sure, is so, like irrelevant on, of religion. You know, irrelevant of whatever man-made beliefs there are, like with you just, yes, looking deep into yourself and knowing that there is a real good, you know, that there is a real loving person, you know, there is love for your wife, your child, it's real. You know, with virtue being a,
it's courageous, real in my mind, in my subjective human experience as related, yeah, to other humans, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes, I. Yeah, I'm just putting a caveat, yeah, on that. But yes, yeah, go on.
So that's my suggestion. But I would like to ask you one last question.
Okay, because sure.
It's been really a definitely, great conversation, man. And you know.
Yeah, man, I've been having fun. This is the first podcast I've ever been on.
Awesome,
like I said,
awesome. And I talked a little bit, but you asked me that, and I wanted to really, you know, explain it elaborately and clearly, if that's it, that was all right.
Oh, you explained it very well.
Okay, thank you.
You haven't converted me, but
I don't convert. No, I just talk, man.
It's been a very interesting discussion for sure. Awesome, definitely. Awesome. I know that's not your motivation here, but
yeah, but one last question, like, you being someone,
for sure,
you know, who cannot deny that there is something real with for yourself, you know, but ultimately you're just something that's evolved, something come out from a meaningless universe. What kind of life would be the right way to for you, or the right path to live it? You know, because you're in a meaningless universe, but you're someone that can give meaning,
sure,
to everything. How would you live your life?
I personally, like, my personal morals that, like, I figured out, you know, I think there is a, you know, a good thing from the Bible, which is the golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have done unto you. And, you know, I mean, you got to recognize that we have, you know, human empathy and things like that, and we can work with those things. And, you know, just a lot of it is about, you know, the greater good for humanity. I'm a humanist, you know. So I would say, you know, like human well-being. I would say well-being. That's the phrase that you used before that I was trying to remember what you said. But I would, you know, base my morality more off of human well-being and what the, you know, what the maximum amount of benefit and minimal amount of harm within the human subjective experience, of course, would be. I don't know if that makes sense in the way I put it, but I think that that's basically what morality would entail. Now, obviously, we could go deep into, you know, what is the best thing for people in this sense or that sense and all that. And, you know, that would be an interesting conversation too. But, you know, I think if you were to simplify it, I would put it down to that, you know. Morality should be based off of human well-being.
Awesome. Okay. Well, man, I do not disagree with you. I love humans, and I want everyone to have the best of their lives. And thank you so much for the your time here, man. It's been a great conversation.
Hey, man, I've had a great time, honestly. I'd love to do it again sometime.
Yeah, definitely, man. And we can talk about why Trump won.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole nother. Oh, we can definitely get into that one. Okay. Yeah, that'll be a different podcast.
So that's the end of it. Thanks for tuning in, guys. This is your host, Elmo Adore Jr. And thank you for listening in. And please subscribe. Please follow us on Facebook. Please follow this. Please. Thanks.
It takes a lot of ingredients to fix or build a car. Like cooking, but without the frozen dinner easy way out. eBay Motors has 122 million parts. It's always the right fitment, so you can follow any recipe to a T. Whether it's a vintage Italian coupe that's classic like grandma's meatballs, or a German luxury car that's as complicated as Oma's roulade, to cook up something great in the garage, use the eBay Motors app or visit ebaymotors.com. Let's ride.
Holidays are here, and so is fashionable fitness. Gift yourself a Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 3 5G, a phone that folds in half to literally stand on its own. Pair it with the Galaxy Watch 4 for ultimate wellness and wow factor. Check health stats, flex personal records. Over 90 activities can be tracked, like biking, swimming, golfing, and more. Invest in yourself with tech made to crush goals. Holidays open up with Galaxy. Shop it all at Samsung.com. 5G connection and availability may vary. Check with carrier. Products sold separately.